Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again.
That's right. And if you're looking for love, you have searched the right place. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at TAN Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome, Tampa. Welcome, St. Pete. Welcome, Dunedin. And welcome, 813-727 area codes. You're listening to your community station right here at TAN Talk Radio. If you're looking for love, you're going to want to stay right here today on the Shrink and Wrap Show because we're going to be talking about dating 101. And, nice. And it's going to be Trish. Thank you today for joining me.
Yes, thanks for having me.
As always, you're always by my support. And you know what? I want to thank you so much for this beautiful bracelet you gave me. It's a shrink and wrap bracelet, and it's so cute. Can you tell me? It says shrink and wrap on there. Can you tell everybody where you got this? This is really a cool gift.
Yeah, that's down in Hyde Park. And give me a minute to think because you caught me off guard.
I like to throw curveballs every once in a while. I do.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll have to come back to that. Well, it is in Hyde Park, but I want to thank you so much because I wear it every day and it means a lot to me. So thank you.
Yeah, they make bracelets there and they'll put anything that you want on them and part of it goes to charity. But I will get back with you with the name in just a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, girl. And I'm sorry to do that to
That's
you.
Okay.
So thank you, Trish, for being here. And Ed, our production manager, is here as well. And we welcome you to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And what we are is we are here to lift you up. You matter. Your story is unwritten. And what we do here is we use licensed therapists, and they give us professional opinions about topics, and then we use wraps, and I have a ton of wraps that are here that are Tampa people that were born and raised in Tampa or from Tampa or the St. Pete area, and they're all good people, and they're all here. They volunteer their time to give their personal opinions of certain topics, and then we tie the professional opinions of the shrinks, we tie the opinions of the wraps, and then we use songs as therapy. Please, when you're listening to the show, listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are part of the time that I put into this show because I think the lyrics of songs are poetry to your heart. And a lot of times we listen to songs and we don't really know the meanings about them, but they really can unlock a lot of hidden messages in your own of whatever you might be going through. So listen to all the lyrics. Very, very important. I take a lot of time out to do that. So, and again, this show is all suggestions and opinions. It's all suggestions and opinions. And we also want to encourage you to download the Shazam app. The Shazam app helps you unload, like that song, Do You Know What Movie? Ed or Trish, do y'all know what movie that came from? Looking for Love in All the Places?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give one name, John Travolta.
Something cowboy.
Oh,
right?
You win.
Urban cowboy.
Oh my gosh, Urban Cowboy was one of my favorite. Y'all remember it now? And he was dancing with her in that movie, like, and it was a good little dance.
That's the only John Travolta movie I've never seen.
Oh, will you do me a favor? Will you watch it? Watch it with your girlfriend.
All right, I'll be right back.
Thank you. It is one of my favorite all time movies. So you have to give it a chance. And they've got great, great music in it. So that song, Actually Looking for Love, is by Johnny Lee. And it's based on, it's in the movie, Urban Cowboy.
So what's the wrong places?
Well, we're going to find out, because okay. our shrink number four is going to be on today. And we're going to be talking about Dating 101.
Okay. So that's, it's been a while. So
yeah, a lot of our songs today leads to about dating, you know. So even if you're happily married or happily in a relationship, it's not a bad thing to stay on the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tan Talk, because that is a topic. Breakups are topics, divorces are topics, and then you can always help your friends or family members.
Or your kids.
Yeah, or yeah, children, that's right.
As they grow into young adults.
I try not to know too much about my son's dating, though. I try to stay in my lane there a little bit.
No, but we can always be there for advice when they ask for it.
We can guide them, and I agree 100%. Yep. 100%. Well, let's get started with our Loosen Up song. We always have one, and it's What I Like About You by The Romantics. Let's take a listen. Tell us, what do you like about me, or you, or us? That is our Loosen Up song by The Romantics, and I guess you gotta date someone before you can tell them what you like about them, right?
Yeah.
Is that a good, you know, you gotta start somewhere.
You can have your list of qualities that you like, but they may have something that you didn't even think of.
That's right. And I guess you got to get to know someone to really like them, right? Mm-hmm. It's not love at first sight. I guess according to Rowene, we're going to have her on in a minute here. So today we are going to be talking on the Shrink and Wrap show. We're going to be talking about dating. We kind of touched on this. Trish, you remember a while ago, if you remember, but we were talking about, we want to start a series on dating, but really, we wanted to talk about the safety of dating in today's world because of all the apps, you know, and it's kind of a crazy world, and you want to know who you're talking to is real, and now you got AI. I mean, who knows? You might not even be talking to anybody. But it might be safe that way, kind of, because there's no arguments, you know, I don't know. Maybe AI is not a bad thing in dating. But you definitely want to know who you're talking to in dating and the precautions if somebody is, you know, a little off or whatever. And, and so we had Detective Jay on, and she talked about safety in dating. And also, we had Rowene on a couple weeks ago, and she started talking about getting to know yourself better. Because it's important to know yourself and to love yourself to give love. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, you have to be in a good place in order to let people in.
Yeah. Yeah, you really have, you should know yourself. I do think in between breakups, you should get to know yourself so you don't pick patterns too. We've talked about that with different shrinks.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. You got to break those patterns if they're bad ones.
If they're bad, yeah, because then you have the same problems. If you keep having the same problem, the show is about common denominator. You know, I'm a C student. I do know about common denominators.
There are some people I've seen that they pick the same person, different name, same person.
Because it's their personality that gravitates towards another personality.
Right.
And then you have that same problem going, well, what's wrong with them? No, look at yourself. So Rowene has kind of enlightened us about that a little bit. And she's going to be coming on. But before we go to Rowene, I wanted to update everybody about that. And also, I wanted to thank my sponsor. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Basically, the show, everybody donates their time. And everybody is from Tampa. And again, this is your Tampa Bay Community Station. You're listening to Tan Talk Radio right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So, is Rowene on the line by chance? So, we're going to get her in 1 minute. Rowene is our shrink number 4. Have you kept count of our shrinks?
I have. Maybe they're all so good.
Maybe we can have all of them in here together one day. Because I think they each have a different technique, too, don't you think?
That could be a good therapy session for all of us.
Yeah, I try to squeeze in therapy whenever I can tell you that. You haven't gotten Rowene yet?
Well, I was going to tell you real quick, I did finally remember, it's called the Little Words Project for the bracelet.
Oh, can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes.
It is the greatest gift.
So they're custom word bracelets, and so when you're out there dating, and if you're a guy and you find your new girlfriend, you can go get her a bracelet that says, I love you, or thinking about you, or whatever you want. So Tracy says Shrink and Wrap Show because it was the 1 year anniversary, I think, of the show.
You're
and I wanted
so
to get that
sweet.
For you.
And I keep meaning to say it, but you know, I'm always on, you know, trying to drive safe, not road raging,
of
which
course.
We will be talking about here too. By the way, stay here at the Shrink and Wrap Show because we are going to be talking about, I want to be the voice to our people in the community. And I do want to talk about what's going on our roads right now. So Detective Jay is going to join us after we talk about Dating 101. Rowene, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, how are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for being here. And you know that you are shrink number 4 to the Shrink and Wrap family.
Yes.
And you are a local licensed therapist. And how many years do you have, Rowene? I want all our listeners to know a little bit about you.
I have 24 years as a licensed therapist.
Yep.
With specialty in sex therapy and whole person counseling. So I listen to talk about all the parts. We integrate body, mind, and spirit and help people live happier, smoother lives.
Right. Well, and you know, I'm so glad you're here. So we'll probably be talking to all of you at one point. This is going to be weeks, I think, dating. It's going to be weeks of chit-chatting because I have like, you know, so many minutes. But so you're brave enough to come on. Thank you again. And we're going to talk about Dating 101. You had given us the last time you were here, and I'm glad that you're doing better. She had, you know, some things going on. And I'm just grateful that you're doing great. And thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
And you had told everybody. Let's brief our last segment about how to get to know yourself and how important that is before you go out there dating. Do you want to kind of like summarize that so we can go to the next topic here?
Absolutely. You know, there are all ages of people dating these days. So it's really important to take a look at what do you believe is true for a sequence of dating. I know these younger people have less rules about it, but what are your personal rules about dating? That's a good thing. And are you ready to date? I often get asked, you know, how soon after a breakup do you start dating again? Well, it's not a matter of time, but a matter of where you're at. And if you feel like you are the partner that you want to attract, if you'd like to date you, then you're pretty likely to be in a good place to begin dating. But things like your finances, if you feel like they're in order, taking care of yourself, because sometimes in the back of our mind, it can creep in that somebody's going to save us, and that rarely happens. So knowing ourselves, what we enjoy, what we expect out of a partner, and what our age group says we're supposed to expect out of a partner. Because that plays such a huge, important role in expectation. And the thing that disappoints us most is not having our expectations met.
Right. Yeah, because I don't think there's always, in a lot of things in life, it's not always the same equation. because like you just said, there's different ages, there's different timelines, there's different people are retired. So it's not always the same equation. But I still say the common denominator is love. And that's what this show is about. And that's how we started this show on the four different types of love with according to Greek mythology. And love is the common denominator. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you're from, for the most part. So, you know, Rowene, I you know, when I started this show, and it's funny, people that know me over here, I kind of let life happen. And it's funny, this little quote came up the other day, and I saw this. So I want to share this before I ask you this first question, getting into dating.
Yeah.
This is a little quote that just came up, and this is how it happens for me in my life, but it's happy living, and it says, find someone who is proud to have you, scared to lose you, fight for you, appreciates you, respect you, care for you, loves you unconditionally. So I thought that was a really good segue to start today's dating, and I think that person should be you, for starters.
And right, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you take, I'm going to let that be a segue, but there are, what you just said, that Cupid also doesn't always make magic happen. So there's some dating rules, and I'm going to start with, I'm going to ask your thoughts on dating multiple people at once. Do people do that, and how do you do that? Is that a personality? Let's start with that.
Yeah, there are people who are what I call serial daters. They just date one person after another. But then there are people who are perfectly open to dating three or four at a time. Dating is just that. It's not committing. It's seeing what's out there. Like, you don't just pick one restaurant and go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You go to different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is certainly a conversation that one should have with a prospective partner. It's what do they see as the appropriate way for them?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a place where you want to make sure you're in agreement.
Yeah. How do you be in agreement with someone you just met when maybe you're a little conservative and they're not? Like, what do you say to that person?
Well, communication is the number one thing that makes all relationships work or not work.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to be able to have a conversation and let the person know where you are and see if you can come to some compromise and agreement about that. If you are a serial dater and they are not a serial dater, then maybe that's not a good match for you just then.
Right.
Well, Rowene, don't you...
willing to say that.
I was just going to ask, don't you, a lot of people, their first dates come from these dating websites, right? So don't you... Do they just expect that if you're on that site, you date multiple people because you're looking for that?
No, it depends. Again, it depends on the age group. I think the older they get, the more that they expect it will be a serial dating kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
That it will just be one at a time. Younger, nope, they're perfectly open to dating several people at one time. And then when it starts getting serious with one of them, letting the others know that they're entering into a more committed relationship. Mm-hmm. And certainly talking with the person that you're dating and finding out where they're at, having those open lines of communication. And in this day, one of the things that I find very disrespectful is this idea of ghosting.
I have so many stories that are so funny from my friends. But go ahead, ghosting. Can you just
absolutely
define that for our listeners that are not familiar with ghosting?
Ghosting is when you're having a conversation, whether it's through texting or on the phone, or even still on the app, and you have exchanged for two or three days, and then they just disappear. They stop responding to your text, or you stop responding to their text without any inclination or information about why they disappeared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're doing you a favor by saving you time by seeing what you're really about. If you got to be kind of, I hate to use the word, well, there are certain words I like to use, but I'm going to try to be nice. But I just think, just be respectful is the best thing to do.
Yeah, be respectful. And I've heard some reasons, but for me, it always comes down to a fear of communication.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard, I don't want to say that person doesn't fit what I'm looking for. Well, do they think that would hurt more than just totally disappearing and leaving the person to wonder? Nobody gets to grow if you don't talk about what caused it not to be working out.
Yeah. I'm careful. I think my words, maybe I should say what we're coward. Is that a good word?
Yeah, because it's easier to just.
For a male or female. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just.
For male or female.
Or female, even if a woman does it too. And I'd rather say the word because you might think I'm saying something worse than what I really mean. So, I mean, like, to me, it's like, I think, and it's mean to do that because if someone's really into you, they're waiting for you to call and they just want an answer. I mean, I think it's really mean. Right. I've heard some of my friends have really fallen hard for these guys. And then they're like, they don't hear from them. And it's just rude.
Right. But
isn't it just like in the days before we had cell phones and we text and everything, where you would go on a date or a couple dates with someone and then they just wouldn't call you again? Yeah. Or they would call and you'd have somebody else answer the phone to say you're not home. And you would do that so many times they would get the message.
Yes. So what I'm hearing you say is people have been cowards for millennia.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not new with dating websites.
Right. It might just be a little harsher because, you have such a quick way to respond now to or not respond.
Well, not respond.
Yeah, and I think sometimes these guys, they don't want to hurt women, and women don't want to, they don't want to hurt their feelings. And I don't think you necessarily have to tell someone why you're not interested, right? I mean, you don't
have to. It could be helpful for the other person if they're wanting to grow and see. You know, sometimes it's not anything they want to change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there is a term called tactful. Mm-hmm. You know, communication, I think, is important instead of ghosting. Because ghosting really makes you look really bad. To me, it makes the person look more insecure. And, if they can't communicate.
Yes, that is absolutely my biggest piece of information for anybody who is going on websites is don't take anything personally that anybody does.
That's good advice.
But how do you know it?
Websites. By reminding yourself that actually nothing that anybody does is about you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It is always about what they're going through, what they can handle, what they can't handle, where they are in their maturity.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew, I today posted on Facebook, and he is in his 40s now, and he posted similar to this. I don't have it in front of me, but you only reach maturity when you're able to take responsibility, communicate what's going on, and not blame anyone else for the way that you are feeling and reacting.
Mm-hmm. Is he a therapist also?
Oh, no. Nope, he's not.
But he's learned.
I wish my aunt was a therapist.
Yes, but he's learned that's what it takes to be an adult.
Yeah.
And be mature. So many of us, especially around dating, act like 12 or 13-year-olds rather than adults because we don't know what to do or what to say. And so we default into some very disrespectful patterns.
Yeah, what do you say, like, when you're talking about what to say and what not to say? Okay, so you've got you know, Joe number one on Friday night at dinner. Then you go to dinner the next night with Joe number two, and Joe number one comes in to Joe number two, you know, walks in. What do you do in that situation? I don't think that's not my personality, but what do you think about that? How do you handle that?
Well, what I would think is, if you're going to be that kind of serial dater that you date, you go to different places. Uh-huh. You don't go to the same place.
But then you look like a liar, liar, pants on fire. I mean, you're damned if you do. And for sure. Am I allowed to say D on the word?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, because unless you have verbally committed to only seeing that person, then you're not a liar.
That's what I tell my friend. I mean, listen, I'm not a therapist, but as a friend and as a rap, I always say, did he make a commitment? Or did she make a commitment? If there is no verbal commitment, if they say, I only want to exclusively date you, then to me, then the green light is on, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to you to make the other decisions of your own privacy, if you know what I mean. You know, like to me, like, you need to know, because there are risks to that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. So, do you have any closing statements for that particular part?
Do I?
You and Rowan, with dating multiple people at once.
Have fun.
Yeah. Trish's, I just want to say that Trish is happily married, by the way, to Dean. And Ed has a girlfriend, I believe, so. So we're just, Rowan, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I have a good time and be honest. Communicate where you're at. Yeah.
Right.
Because in the long run, being honest and straightforward is what we want in relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, I have people come in all the time who bring a list of what they want in a partner, and always on that list is honesty.
Yes.
And we can't expect honesty if we're not honest.
Yeah, then you don't have to walk around looking around your shoulder, or, you know, for your own good. I mean, just be honest. Yeah.
And watching what you're saying. Yeah, I always said I had to be honest because I can't remember the details of the lie.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
I could never lie. I have short-term memory over here. I couldn't even lie if I wanted to.
But the old excuse is, well, I didn't tell you because I didn't want to hurt you.
And that is cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to do something that might hurt somebody else, then you need to own that ahead of time.
And I think it hurts worse as it's a worse hurt, mm-hmm. like not knowing the truth.
Right. And it was done behind your back.
Yes. The uncertainty, the unknowingness. I mean, the worst thing for most of us humans is uncertainty.
Yeah.
And when you just drift away without putting a period on something, that leaves a lot of uncertainty for us to process and look at.
Yeah.
And puts us in a place of worry and anxiety. And dating is fun. It's supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when we start feeling all that anxiety around it, it takes it from fun to a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone likes to be rejected. And I don't think people like to reject other people. And it makes it very difficult. But I think being honest and having the tactfulness and, just being honest and transparent a little bit will create a lot of peace in different mm-hmm. situations.
Absolutely. Yeah. It creates peace for all the people involved.
Well, I thank you for coming on. Can you believe it is 3:35? That was only one. I have like 11 topics. So, and then we have a couple. We're going to talk about nonprofits here. So, Rowan, are you in for the next topic of keeping your date short? Next week, maybe?
Yes.
Or whenever you can?
Next week sounds good.
Not putting you on the spot anyway. You know, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, Tan Talk Radio. Yeah, we're talking to St. Pete, Clearwater, Dunedin. It's a community station. But and this is your family connection because you matter out there. So stay tuned to Tan Talk Radio. And Rowan, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next week about keeping the date short.
Yes.
All right, lady. Thank you so much, and I'll be calling you on our way home.
Okay. We have something to look forward to. Thanks, Rowene.
Yeah. Thank you, Rowene. Thank you. Bye-bye. So we're going to listen to are you good? Okay, we're going to listen to our main song, and we're trying to figure out, I found this song this morning, 2 hours before the show, and it's by Hozier, H-O-Z-I-E-R. Let's take a listen.
Don't take this the wrong way. You knew who I was with every step that I ran to you. Only blue or black days. In strange perfections, and any stranger I choose. Would things be easier if there was a right way? Honey, there is no right way. So I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or
every day with someone new he falls in love?
Someone new.
Is he a serial dater?
That's what I'm thinking, serial dater, but he's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah. You know,
maybe the right places.
It reminds me of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, right? Are they serial daters?
Yeah, I could. That's a whole other show, another chapter. But you know what? I do believe you can find love anywhere. I do.
Yes.
Yeah. But don't you love that song?
I've never heard it, but I like it.
Neither did I. I just heard it at 11 o'clock when I was doing my show today. I love
it's
it.
Good.
What a hot voice he's got, huh?
He does.
He's got a very nice voice. So anyway, but you know what? It's working for him, so be it.
Yeah.
So we have, what's going on with our nonprofit events today?
Okay. Well, Saturday, June 8th, we have the Gentleman's Course, which is a nonprofit that educates youth in etiquette, human rights, and raises human trafficking awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having an all-white sneaker party at the Fort Harrison Hotel in Clearwater. Wear your finest all-white attire. There'll be donations, raffles, silent auction. And so that is on Saturday, June 8th.
Nice.
And then we have, again, on Saturday, June 8th, World Oceans Day. And that's a Mad Beach Cleanup Impact Day. It's a beach cleanup event starting at Caddy's on Madeira Beach. And that's from 8:30 to 10 on Saturday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm. And then our favorite acting sages, the Seniors Acting Guild.
Yes, yes.
They are having auditions June 23rd for the final show of the year. And their shows are always free. Remember, I will tell you about the show when they have the dates. But the auditions are coming up June 23rd. And their play is called Denying Gravity.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to know the answer to that.
Yep. They have 8 roles available, and those are for people ages 50 and over.
Oh, they actually have roles available. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, jot that down.
Okay. And then we have Chaz Collins, our country singer. He's
yes.
going to be at Shepherd's at Clearwater Beach June 9th.
Oh, nice.
And then at the Toasted Monkey on Friday, June 7th, is the Stormbringer Band. And if you haven't seen them, they're a really good probably like 80s band.
Oh, so, might be there.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. Well, kick off your shoes and go dance because it's hot. There's nothing else to do.
Have fun. It's summer.
Thank you for doing all your homework
mm-hmm.
today for that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we welcome now Detective Jay. Is she on the line today?
Hi there, Tracy. How are you doing, Trish?
Hey,
how are you doing? We're missing you live in the studio.
Yeah.
One of these times you'll be here back again. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. And for all our Shrink and Wrap listeners here at Tan Talk Radio, this is Detective Jay. She is part of our family now. And she, you have how many years as a retired police officer?
I did 22 years as a law enforcement officer and retired as a senior detective corporal.
Yes, and we appreciate your service and we appreciate you being here and thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Detective Jay, we were talking because, again, this is a community station radio here at Tan Talk Radio, and I want everyone to have a place to come for their community. And that's what the Shrink and Wrap Show is. We're here to lift everybody up. But Trish and I, we've had a couple of concerns about what's going on our roads here in Tampa. You know, I was reading the other day that over 400,000 people moved to Tampa between July 2021 and July 2022. The city's become a little unbearable. The overcrowding is now the worst part of living here. It's great, but our roads are, there's a lot of congestion. And so I wanted to turn to you and you know, get some answers here. So do you know where we rank in Tampa, in the U.S.? Do you happen to know that by Forbes magazine? They say we're the 10th worst city in the U.S. for traffic. Just saying.
Well, yeah, according to navigation tech company TomTom, Hillsborough County ranks 201 amongst the most congested cities in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Not in the United States.
Yeah, in the world. Yeah, that's because I read that the other day and I wanted to share that with you and I didn't know if you knew that. And again, suggestions and opinions over here. But what? So it's summertime traffic, the congestion. How do we avoid it?
But we're 201 in the world, but we are not the 19th city in the United States for the worst congestion.
Wow.
So we're right there in the top 20.
Yeah, you see it when you're out driving on the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Absolutely.
I think Tampa, Miami, and Jacksonville are the worst in Florida. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's little comfort to people. I mean, thousands of drivers who wait in traffic all over, you know, for an average of 33 hours a year. It's incredible. So basically what you're asking is about the congestion. So we just talked about it, and you also talked about the fact that we've had so many people moving here. I mean, it's incredible, the growth. It's beyond what contractors and people can even keep up with. So therefore, what you have is basically a lot of congestion, and people just have to find different ways, different arteries, and not have that focus, that tunnel vision. Hey, this is the one way I come home, and this is the one way I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe GPS is a different way to go. It might take you a little bit longer, but basically, if it's not as congested, it might be a little bit nicer, a little bit better of a drive.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've learned is if you have Siri on your phone with directions and she tells you to go a different way, you follow her because she knows what she's talking about.
Well, it's actually, GPS is actually one of our best apps. It's because it actually shows you your road obstructions, congestion, accidents, law enforcement, checkpoints, speeding checkpoints. I mean, nobody wants to get a ticket out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows accidents. I love the Google GPS.
Well, I think, was it Sky Tower? And also, there's a couple of apps that will show you if the bridges are blocked up.
Yes.
If it's red, you don't go over. Someone has shared that with me. So you'll know if the Howard Franklin is you can just look at it and it's color coded. I think Bay News 9 has one too, and WTVT has one as well.
Okay.
You've got live traffic maps on Spectrum Bay News 9.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Sky 9 cameras. You've got the traffic inbox, traffic cameras, and the traffic news. Almost every news outlet, media outlet will have a app or will have a way that you can look at the cameras and you can see how the bridges are doing.
Right. And I like that because that's just such a, you know,
it's helpful.
It's very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Howard Franklin, 100%. You got to be somewhere or even at the airport. Mm-hmm. So definitely download those apps. For all of you listening out there to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio, this is information to kind of help you, and especially if you're new coming to Florida. Download these apps and listen, remember, your car is a weapon. My friend Diane had said that before, and, you know, before my son started driving, and your car is a weapon. And, you know, if you're not thinking about anybody, think that it could be you in the other car. It could be one of your parents. It could be your child. Try to be courteous out there, because even on the way over here, Trish and I gotten cut off, but we're going to get into road rage the next show. I want to talk about road rage, because I actually feel like I hear so many people talking about what's going on our roads, and I want to share that so we can all come together and make it a little better. What is FHP? What is
Florida Highway That is the Florida Highway Patrol, and they are the law enforcement agency for all of our state roads. And basically, if you are on any kind of state road, interstate, highway, no matter where you are in the state of Florida, and I'll tell you, I just came up one time going south on 75, going down to like Delray Beach.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ladder in the road.
Yeah.
A ladder. You can even imagine if you hit a ladder, even in an SUV, but a small car, let's say lower to the ground, could really cause a tremendous accident. So I just called FHP, and that's on your phone, FHP, and it connects you to the proper law enforcement agency, and they will come out and they'll remove that obstruction.
Do we happen to have that number? I like for people to jot this number down, because, I mean, I hate to say it, like even looking up numbers can be hard for some people, but if we can come up with that number at some point, Trish, if you can look it up. So, and I agree with you, you know, I've driven home, I drive a lot. In the past month, there was a hubcap in the middle of the Howard Franklin. There was a bumper from a car on the Veterans Expressway. I saw an accident that this kid was in. I'm the one that called 911, actually. It was a one car. He handled it very well. And let me tell you, he was in a Rogue. R-O-G-U-E. I was so impressed with that car. I'm just letting you know, if you have any children or anybody's looking for a safe car, I watched that car in action spin, get hit the wall. I watched the you know, where it comes out to save you. I can't think right now.
Airbag
came out on that kid, and he jumped out, and he was safe. I could not believe that was the Nissan Rogue. And this is no advertisement. I'm just sharing with you.
And you're right.
You saw a ladder. Yeah, I mean, so...
Oh, yeah, well, I've seen many, many road obstructions, especially being in police work, many, many road obstructions that we were called for. And the actual numbers for FHP is going to be 347.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in the city of Tampa and you see, you know, a road obstruction that's not deadly, you can always call the non-emergency number, 813-231-6130. And if you're in the county, you can always call the county, and their number is 813-247-8200. So you can definitely get through. Unless it's emergency, you feel like it's an emergency, feel free. You got to do what you got to do. You call 911.
So wait a minute. FHP, did you say 347? Is that like a 911? I mean, like, okay. So if they have that on their phone and they see a ladder, like you had mentioned, or what we've seen, FHP, and they just dial 347, non-emergency.
Yeah. 347, that's right. That's Florida Highway Patrol. That's the acronym for Florida Highway Patrol.
And by the way, I would like to also thank you for everybody that goes out there on the road and tries to make things, you know, safe for all of us. So thank you all for doing that. I wish that they would hire more people to do this, because I'm seeing all kinds of trucks with things that are not even appropriately on the back of them. And like hubcap, no one could really control that. I actually had, by the way, I forgot, a tire bounce from one side to the other side while I was driving on the Howard Franklin too. Just came off the guy's car.
I had one hit me once.
Yeah.
And it did a lot of damage.
And then, you know, that's in the car. So, road rangers, we have 1 minute to wrap this up, and I'm going to repeat these numbers again to our listeners here at Tan Talk Radio. Road rangers, are they the ones that go and see these things on the road? I mean, is there someone kind of always driving, picking these things up?
Well, road ranger really serves a fantastic service, and what road ranger really does is, in the event, sometimes, many times, they're there before law enforcement is there,
but usually a road ranger can be called. Even it happens sometimes with your AAA services or any other service you may have. Road ranger will respond. They have the proper instruments on the back of their vehicle to, you know, make sure, big arrows to tell people to move over. And now it's the law where you're supposed to move over no matter what, not just for law enforcement. You're supposed to move over. So road ranger, I worked with them many, many times, and they are a fantastic company. And that's exactly what they do. They'll put their vehicle behind the distressed or disabled vehicle, and then that way is keeping that vehicle safe.
Okay, and 30 seconds left here with the road rangers. So hopefully they'll hire more, because I think we need more on the road for the safety of our children. Summer's out, these kids are driving. And also, Detective Jay, you had mentioned too, when you are calling 911, there are mile markers. So as you're dialing, take a glance. Don't look while you're driving, but there's mile markers and know your intersection, and they can give that. So one more time, very quick, 347 for FHP if you see things laying in the road. The non-emergency, that's the non-emergency number. And if you're in the county, you said 813-247-8200?
Correct.
And what's the number for Tampa again?
231. You want to just make sure that, let me get back here.
231-6130.
6130, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's correct. So, and remember this, if you call 347, no matter where you are, they will transfer you. If it's not an FHP issue, they'll transfer you to the city. They'll transfer you to the county. They'll transfer you to wherever your jurisdiction is.
Okay.
So, yeah, they'll take care of it for you. So if you just remember 347, and they handle everything from, like, type of crashes that you saw to, you know, just a pile of books in the road.
Yep. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for that. That right there, having that 347 on your phone, is huge. Let's help each other out. Remember,
it's
your
easy.
Car's a weapon, and we're all in this together. It's going to cost a lot of money, so let's just be patient. Life's all about patience. Thank you so much, Detective Jay, and we will see you back
here.
We're going to talk about road rage the next time you come on. Okay?
We are.
All right. Thank
everybody.
You.
Everybody have a good one.
Thank you,
you
so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And so do we have Renee on the phone with entertainment?
Hey, how's everybody?
We miss you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Bonjour.
You just got back. That's right. Welcome back. Thank you. And now you're back in the city. You're going to tell us, and we're going to hear more about your trip one day. But we're done. We got 3 minutes for our entertainment around Tampa. Tell us what's going on. Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. Let's start off with tonight at Curtis Dixon Park. We have the waterfront Rock in the Park. There's 4 live acts. There's some food trucks, and it's family fun. It starts at 6:30. It's over at 9:45, and it's on 600 North Ashley downtown. And heading right into St. Pete Pride Week. This is the St. Pete Pride Festival.
Yep.
It's their 22nd annual anniversary, and it started May 28th, and it goes through June 20th, I believe.
Yep.
And it's for all the events, there's a ton of events going on. It would take me 5 minutes to tell you.
Yep.
You should go to stpetepride.org for that information. Before I start, there's a couple concerts, but before I start on concerts, you know how the Strauss Center always has some really great Broadway plays that they bring in for us. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about our local Broadway company called the Tampa Repertory Theaters.
Uh-huh.
Right now they're playing, they're running a show at USF, and it started the 28th, it's going through the 10th, I believe. And it's a groveling rock musical about a suburban mom that everyone can identify with. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Next to Normal, and it is stacked with a slew of Broadway veterans, and one of them is Alexa Cara. I think, I believe that Trish knows who I'm talking about, but the phenomenal director, Amelia Sargent, and she's our local here.
Nice.
She teaches music lessons, she teaches vocal acting, all this, you know, everything theater, but she is now the director of this incredible show. If you all get a chance to see it, it is moving. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. and you just got to get it out there to go. You can get online and get tickets at the Tampa Repertory Theater.com, or you can look it up at USF. They start pretty low. I think they're like $21 or $24.
Okay.
Moving down into
concerts. We've got 30 seconds, Renee. 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, yeah. Notable concert just hit the Amalie Arena. Megan Thee Stallion is back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know her. It's a wrap. It's 7 p.m. on June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And on June 7th, believe it or not, I had to throw this in because one of my favorites is Foghat is playing at Ruth Eckert Hall at Clearwater.
Nice.
And that starts at 7:30.
Nice.
And we got one new restaurant called the Champagne Porch.
Ooh.
And it's a brand new little place at the Armature Works. So if you haven't been there, check that out.
Ooh,
that sounds fun.
What a perfect place to go during summer, right? Thank you, Renee. Thank you for filling us all in. Welcome back. And you're going to be coming back and visiting us live too, right? Pretty soon here.
I will be.
We have missed you.
I miss you guys too.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Renee. Thank you. That's Renee, our entertainment host. Trish, thank you for your nonprofit host. Ed, thank you for dealing with us. And today I always have, and to all of you listeners listening to us here at Tan Talk Radio and the Shrink and Wrap Show, I end with the conclusion. Please listen to the lyrics. This message goes to you or anybody out there. Don't walk in anyone else's shadow. And love yourself and be patient. Don't be in love with yourself, but love yourself, and know that patience is a virtue, driving and in love. Let's listen to Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, and please listen to the lyrics. Have a great week.
My needs, a lonely place to be, and so I